start recording. I've located the crossbills. Feeding's now occurring, and it appears that there's only one young bird around here. Stop. Start recording. The family of birds is down in this deciduous cove to the southwest of the nest tree, and the birds are just perched here in the deciduous woods, and that's all they're doing. Feeding had occurred before. Stop. So recording, the adults are now giving soft flight calls. Stop. So recording, the adults just flew into a tall lone pine here next to the road, about 50 to 60 feet up in the air. And the young bird that I was watching is still perched in the deciduous trees. Stop. The adults just flew off a great distance away, leaving the young bird perched here in this cove. Stop. So recording, I'm down in the cove still, underneath that young bird. And it's nice and sheltered down here from the wind, so I should get good recordings. The bird's about 30 feet up in a tree of some kind right here next to me. Stop. Pointed at the young bird. Pointed at the young bird. Stop. Start recording. Some tooping up the hill a ways right now. Stop. The tooping has changed to flight calls by the wild birds that are somewhere up the hill. Stop. So recording, I now see the adult male wiping his bill here in the deciduous trees near where the juvenile is. And the juvenile's still just sitting here. Stop. Pointed at the male. Stop. Recording, the wild birds are calling from around here somewhere, but I don't see them. Stop. Oh, here comes the... I see three birds. I think one is a juvenile. One is at the whole family. Here comes a juvenile.
Yeah.
And the two adults. So there are two juveniles. The juvenile just flew into another nearby pine here. Stop. I'm now directly underneath the juvenile. Thank you. Or even at the juvenile. The adults are here too. The whole family now flew down the hollow a little ways. Stop. Start recording. I got a microphone problem now. The wire's loose. And I did get some recordings, though, of the one of the young birds being fed by the adults. And there was quite a bit of interaction here with that one juvenile, the one that I had originally found here in this perch in this tree, is still sitting here, and I don't believe was fed in that last interaction with the adults. It's still just perched quietly here, and I think I'll sit here and wait, see what happens. Stop. Start recording after about 40 minutes, and the adults have not returned from their foraging, and I'm still sitting underneath that young bird who was perched in this deciduous tree, who was not fed that last time the adults were here, and he's still perched here, and it's still an overcast, cloudy, windy day, and there has been no sign of the adults. Stop. Still sitting here. Yeah, I just saw it flutter. Stop. Start recording. I think the adults are feeding the other young bird over in that pine tree. And the juvenile who's here is just sitting here in this tree. Stop. Start recording. I think the two adults are now flying back near the road area, perched up in the top of a pine tree now. Stop. Recording, the adults are still giving a series of recording. This juvenile's getting more active now, and it's giving some calls. What about the juvenile? The adults are still giving flight calls at a distance of about 50 yards.
Recording. The adults are still giving flight calls softly from some nearby trees, and the juvenile here is remaining silent, but he's perched farther out on a limb of a tree. Stop.